If a person sells regular wine, drinking wine, to his friend, and then it goes sour on him, it turns, vinegary, so then it's not the responsibility of the seller to replace it, because when the person wanted to buy wine, ostensibly it was for drinking, and that being the case, the wine was perfectly drinkable. The fact that it later on, he kept it and it went bad later on, why is it the responsibility of the seller? Of course, if the seller knew he wanted, he told him, I need cooking wine to last me for however long, then that would be different. Then he'd be responsible if he sold him, substandard wine. But he didn't. Im yadua sheyeno machmitz. Now, if, on the other hand, the seller knew full well that his wine doesn't last very long, and therefore he, the purchaser could have reasonably expected it to have longer shelf life than it did for standard wine, and the seller didn't inform the buyer. So hareze mekachtos. That's a mekachtos, that's not fair. He knew he had this wine that goes bad, within 2 weeks of being whatever. So therefore the purchaser could say it's not fair and he could demand the refund. Vim amarlo, if the seller says, he says, Yain muvusam ani mocher lach. He tells him, the wine I'm selling you is the special category of wine called muvusam, spiced, seasoned wine. So the expectation is that seasoned wine, they add to it, pepper and honey, whatever, so therefore it's expected to have a longer shelf life. It's supposed to last specifically until Shavuos. So therefore, by warranting that it's muvusam, that's the equivalent of saying it's preserved and it will have long life, therefore chayiv lahamid lo ad ha'atzeres. It's the responsibility of the seller to replace the wine if it doesn't last as long as till Shavuos, because then after Shavuos wine tends to go bad because the heat's no good, I guess, for this kind of wine. We saw previously that in Eretz Yisrael heat didn't bother wine. Remember we said you could store wine in the... But that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said you could build your... If you have a wine storage on the second floor, the person below could set up like a dyeing network or a bakery, because in Eretz Yisrael, the heat wouldn't bother the wine, nor the smoke. And then we said, and if it would, then it would.
It wouldn't bother the wine if it was for where?
It was in a warm place. That's what it said. That's what the Mishnah said over there. So I'm just saying to you over here, I can't. It's strange. I don't know. Usually heat is bad for wine, so I don't know the case over there. But here you're seeing indeed that. You're seeing that once Atzeres comes, Shavuos comes, we're, as you have noticed outside, it's getting nice and warm as Shavuos approaches. So after that, you can expect the wine to go bad.
Make a room. It'd be great for some wine.
Great. That's what they did.
It's cool in there.
I'll tell you, if you go to...
There's something behind that. You can take it on the surface.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think I mentioned it. If you go to into France, where they produce the champagne, it's all stored underground, and it's consistent. Right. It's consistently cool the whole year in the 50s, the whole
There's
year
a
round.
Guy in Israel, I think maybe in the Shomron, wine cellars underground.
Yeah.
And when my kid's school went there, and they helped him dig the wine cellar. They would dig.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I brought the school that I helped him dig.
Oh, cool. I guess they don't call it wine cellar for nothing, because in the cellar, it's underground.
He used to make custom ones. He was an air conditioning guy, but then he got involved in this little niche business many years ago. Wine cells for wealthy people.
Wine cells, yes. Yeah, very in California.
Refrigerator has to be a certain temperature for sure.
Yep.
For wines to stay.
To stay. Well, I don't know how much they were staying back then. I don't know if they were just... Right. Anyways, I can't tell you. Anyways, the point is now, speaking of older wines, you get a picture here of when we're talking about, what kind of vintage in terms of aged wine, what you're looking at. If a person says that I'm selling you, instead of wine of the category called Muvusam, I'm selling you wine of the category of Yashan. I'm selling you old wine. So what does old wine mean? It means Mishel Eshtakad. It means it came from last year. And the grapes are harvested, are brought in, and the wine is made in Sukkot time. So that means, if I say it's old wine, I mean it's not Yashan. I mean it's not from the Sukkot that just passed, but the previous Sukkot. So you're talking between 1 and 2 year old wine, which is not very old, obviously. And that's called old in Chazal's time.
They drink it much faster. Must they never
be.
Keep it
evolved. Exactly.
And this has got to be a rarity.
Exactly. This is something special. This is a special old wine.
If it's warm.
Maybe. Correct.
The way it's going to keep otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say. Now, if you call it Miyushan means very old. Very old wine. So it's really deluxe. So that's Mishel Shalosh Shanim. That means 3 year old wine. Again, that means that if we're in the year 5772, which we are in, since the Sukkot of 5772, it would not be considered old wine. If it was from Sukkot of 5771, that would put the wine 20 months old, roughly speaking now, okay? So that would be called the Yashan. If it be from the sukkahs from 5770, which puts the wine, let's call it 32 months, that's what he called miyushan. So when we say 3 years old, we mean in its third year. This is the third year. So that's called miyushan. I mean, the Mishnah is saying here that if I sell you something called if I tell you, oh, I've got some great miyushan wine for you, and it turns out it's only from last year, right? Then that's a mekachtos, because the implication of the word miyushan is it's from at least two. This is in its third year, 2 year plus years ago.
Second okay. year is
yashan.
Yashan.
Yeah.
Like no left.
Exactly right. Yeah.